Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
For Tamba Ali, 12 years with the Chiefs, second in franchise history in sacks, going into the Ring of Honor and banging the drum to get us going tonight.
Nothing to see here, just 70,000 people doing the tomahawk chop. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on The Fan. That was nationally televised Sunday Night Football, Tirico on the call. The drum gets banged. I believe they play something in the stadium, although I'm not really sure. Do you know that, Danny?
I don't.
In Atlanta or in Kansas City, do they play some type of...
So in Atlanta, they used to with the organ, like the... Dun, 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 like
correct.
Whatever Florida State does. Yeah.
Is there an instrumental that accompanies it, or is that just 70,000 people making the noise? And if they all stopped, it's a cappella and nothing would be audibly happening. Is it just the drum that... Because the drum is pretty clearly...
A call to action.
Telling you, hey guys, let's do the thing where mm-hmm. we all put our hands forward like a tomahawk chop and do our battle cry. And I'm just sitting here at my house where I've got Commander stuff on the wall because the team's no longer named the Redskins and the logo and the emblem are gone. And I'm not sitting here advocating, by the way, for a path back to Redskins and or the old logo. I'm fine. I don't like the name Commanders, but I understand how we got here. The hypocrisy will never not annoy me, though. I think that's all I want. You know, sometimes I think...
This is what I want at all times for everything,
like, I complain
way.
About something and my wife will say, like, so what do you want? And I'm like, I just want you to say, you're right, that this is stupid. That the fact that we're going to four stores for grocery shopping in 1 week is stupid. Or, you know, whatever it is, right? And she's like, I don't understand why you're so... I just want someone to say, this is pretty dumb. I think I just want someone to go, Grant, you're right. This is hypocritical and ridiculous. That the Chiefs, named the Chiefs, can do the tomahawk chop and nobody cares. In fact, they televise it nationally on NBC. The NFL celebrates it as like cool environment thing. When you're in the Vikings stadium, somebody goes, and everyone does the skull, right? We're doing this bit right before the game. Who's it going to be this week? Someone from Minnesota. Oh, look, it's the guy who built Mall of America. We're all doing it. At the Chiefs game, somebody bangs the drum, and we all go, oh, and it's this awesome look at Arrowhead Stadium. Arrowhead Stadium, by the way. Mm-hmm. I guess it's Geehaw Field now or whatever. Right. Chiefs, can someone just acknowledge hypocritical, and then I'll move on.
So here we go. put my the waders on and my my goggles and scuba gear, and let's get into this. I'm sure it'll piss people off, but whatever. I'm an adult. Hopefully you guys are too. I am just so out of step with society on almost everything these days. And I know part of that's just being old, and I know that's what happens to you, and you shake your fist, you're like, I don't know who anyone is, and I don't know what they're singing about. Like, whatever, I understand that. I know how I sound. But
Who is Charlie XCX?
Why? What are they? Is that a band?
Is this Dave Chappelle Roan?
Does he have a My Face? All right, listen. The thing I can't do that everybody does, everyone does, people get more upset at mean words than mean deeds. Wrong. You're all wrong. Crimes are worse than mean words. Sorry, they just are. Actual acts of crime are worse than someone that didn't say the right thing. Sorry. I'll never get there with you guys. People get more outraged about the mean words than they do about the mean thing. The mean thing is so bad. We got laws on the books. We got jail time for it. We don't have jail time because you said something stupid on Twitter. Anyway, this goes to that to me. I understand. Again, whether I agree or not is irrelevant to me. I understand, to your point, how we got here with Washington's team name. I get it. Whether I'm mad about it, happy about it, sad about it, I'm not just going to sit there and hold my breath till I turn purple and pass around petitions. I'm not doing any of that. I get it. I moved on to the next thing. The thing that I can't stand is, to your point, the hypocrisy of it. I will never, ever, 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 as long as I live and breathe on this planet, understand how that thing, the tomahawk chop, isn't more reductive and worse than anything that anybody else was doing at any other time. You'll never get me. You never convince me. There's nothing you can say or do. Written proof, something notarized. You can get 1,000 witnesses. I'll need 50,000 more. You give me 50,000, I'll need 1 billion. And from then on, I'll be on my deathbed going, the tomahawk chop is worse. And then I'll expire. Flatline. What were his last words? The tomahawk chop is worse. It's hypocritical. Dead. I will never understand. Now, there are columns written. There are a few people that say their piece every year in the local paper. Or, you know, there are a few folks out there here and there who object to it as well. But to your point, there was an embracing at the league level from broadcasters, the Bob Costases sitting you down and lecturing you about what's good and what's bad, all the highest levels, to basically move on from Washington's old name. Okay, at a league level, that's what happened. It hasn't happened here, and there's not a beep. You got your detector out, your radar detector, looking for it, and it isn't there, and I don't get it.
And this is where people will disagree with me to an extent. I acknowledge that the name Redskins, while it was not the way that you knew it and I knew it and every person listening knew it and what it meant to us and what it means still to this day to so many of us, is not a racial term. I acknowledge that the name Redskins, for the people that wanted it changed and at the league office where they said we've got to move on, is a worse name, is a more divisive name, is a pejorative more so than Braves or Chiefs or even Indians, which has been changed to Guardians. I acknowledge that, okay? I will, and I will stand by that. I just need everyone to acknowledge that there's a big difference even between, hey, man, the fans are going to do the chop thing. We can't stop them. Just like fans still sing Hail to the Redskins after the team scores.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to get you to sing Hail to the Commanders. You can't make my fat ass do it.
Yeah, I'm not fighting for the Commanders, guys. Sorry, I ain't doing it.
If I am paying to go to the game, and I'm not saying me personally, but just in this hypothetical, and I'm sitting there, what, someone's going to come sit next to me and go, hey, I heard that. I heard what you said. You have to say the Commanders. You can't make someone stop singing Hail to the Redskins. You can't make Chiefs fans stop doing the, but you know what you could do? You could not do the drum beating at the beginning if it was really that important to stop doing it.
Because it's not important at all.
It's not important.
And that's the deal.
NBC doesn't have to show it. I mean, you, there is just a polar opposite view of how they viewed Washington's organization and the Chiefs. So just acknowledge to me that the three Super Bowls are one of the big differences. You know what I mean? Acknowledge to me that you don't mind Clark Hunt. That you don't hate the Hunt family as much as you hated Dan Snyder.
Mm-hmm.
Acknowledge.
And I hate
to
Dan
me,
Snyder too, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, we got that in common.
I don't like that guy.
We got that in common.
We're friends.
Acknowledge to me
mm-hmm.
that if Washington had won the recent Super Bowls and Patrick Mahomes was the poster child of the league as a player with the Redskins and the Hunt family owned this organization, that they'd probably still be named the same thing. Or that the Chiefs, in this hypothetical, would still be named the Redskins, even if the situations were completely reversed. Let's just call it what it is. But I guess I don't have much more to say other than I'm sitting in my basement on Sunday Sunday Night Football comes on. It's the start of the game, and 70,000 people are doing the thing. And I just look around with my hands in the air. I'm like Seinfeld, the last guy in the apartment kind of thing. And I'm like, I can't be the only one.
And your kids are there like, what are you talking about, Dad?
Who finds this so outrageous? It can't just be me that every time I see this goes, I got nothing left. But this is just okay for the rest of time.
And again, I
get out of here.
And I'm also at the risk of my own hypocrisy. I am not lecturing anybody. I want to make sure I'm very clear on that. I'm not telling anybody to start something, stop something, or any kind of behavior. Do what you want. It's your fandom. The point that I'm trying to make here is it's celebrated. That's the difference to me. To your point, if no one's banging any drum and NBC tunes in for kickoff and they're doing it at kickoff and you got to televise the kickoff, your hands are tied.
But
what are you going to do?
The Redskins, you know, and I'm this is a little heavy-handed, but it would be something along the lines of, welcome into Landover, Maryland, where they're currently doing that despicable tomahawk chop. Now for the kickoff. Like, that was the tone about everything Redskins. Mm-hmm. Everything.
Right.
At the end.
The fact that it's not condemned to the same degree.
To any degree.
There's a Venn diagram. Some of the same people that like crusaded against Washington's name are probably writing their same columns. And if the pulse is out there, you can find that if you want to look for it. But it's not the groundswell. It's not the people that are secondhand going, you know what? This is offensive. Without necessarily evidence to one degree or the other. They're just sort of declaring something because maybe they believe it. Maybe they read something that convinced them. I have no idea. But what I want is the same energy, as you young people say. Give me the same energy for something that I have always believed is worse. I think it's worse. But again, I'm not telling Chiefs fans to do it, not do it, anything in between. I don't care if they do it or not. My point is, it's not only not condemned by some of the same folks that condemned my thing, but it's celebrated. That's the difference to me. As Dave Chappelle said, it's a celebration, bitches. It's the celebration. That I can't abide.
Yeah, and it's not just the Chiefs, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
That's the obvious one because it's the same sport.
Sure.
It's pretty easy, right? Same owners' meetings.
Mm-hmm.
The name Chiefs, right? That they've got the, you know, basically an arrowhead right there in the logo. Now they've stopped doing the headdress stuff just like the Redskins did many, many, many years ago. So that we got that going for us, I suppose. But the Braves are doing the same thing. Somebody said the Indians have changed their name as well. I'd have to do more digging. I thought that was always kind of their choice, essentially. I understand they got a lot of pushback and a lot of heat, but I don't think it was to the same extent. The Redskins had to change their name because in the end, really what took place was the same people that forced Dan to sell, so they're heroes in the story in the end, the minority owners that he was in that fight with, remember?
Mm-hmm.
The way I've understood it is basically motivated all the sponsors to essentially threaten that if they didn't change the name, that they would no longer do business with them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they weren't going to be able to sell their jerseys in team stores.
Yeah, they were taken out of team stores all over the place.
The NFL's website.
Yeah.
And on, at the time, it might have been Nike or Adidas or whatever. They weren't going to be available. And so, quite literally, there was that pushback. I don't think that ever happened for the Cleveland Indians. I think they just kind of decided, we don't need whatever's coming down the pike. We see the writing on the wall here. We're going to make the change. I do think it is different. But the Braves, there's been no talk, right? And again, different thing, right? That's a more positive word than certainly Redskins is in terms of connotation. I'm not saying it's one-to-one, but they do the chop. There's just a hypocrisy. Like, you're either part of the protected team group on this, or you're the one that everyone hated and thought was the worst, which happened to be this one.